Zohar Chok Yisrael, Pashas Noach, Day 3, an excerpt from 58, from 61b. Rabbi Yitzchak of Shechiach Kami de Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yitzchak was commonly found by Rabbi Shimon. Amalei said to him, Hai Krob, Dichsiv, this verse is written, Vati Shechei Sa'oretz Lifnei Lakim, and the world was destroyed before Lakim. Ibnei Nashechotin, if people sinned, Arabamo, the land, how did it sin? What did it do wrong? Why does it say the land was in a state of destruction? Begin to see because it's written. Amalei said it back to him. Begin to see because it's written. Ki shchis kol boser es darko, because all flesh destroyed its way. Kamod Ikmar, as was said. So the point is that Eretz, the land, refers to the sphere of Malchus. And because people have destroyed their way, which means they didn't guard the bris, the covenant, the Yesod, they caused the separation of the Yesod from Malchus, and that left the Malchus devastated and desolate in a state of destruction. He gave the dawn in the same vein. We find as the verse it says, "Vatitmo oretz," and you impurified the land. "Vefkod avonot aleh," and I visited sin upon it. So, what did the land sin? It means that the malchus is separated because of the sins of people. Ela b'nei nashachotin, but rather people sin. Vitema ara b'ma. If you say the land, what? Ela ikra d'ara b'nei nashin. But the main part of the earth is people. It's created just for us. V'inenu mechablin aracha, and they destroy that way. V'yitzchabel, and this is destroyed. The Malchus is created for us, and if Chas HaShalom, we do not the right thing, so it leaves it desolate from the spiritual lights above. Kra Ochach, and the verse proves this. Dixiv is written, Vayar Elokim es ha'oretz, and Hashem saw the land, v'inin shchas, and behold, it was destroyed. Tishchis kol basar es darko l'oretz, that all the flesh had destroyed its way upon the earth. Tochazi, come and see. Kol chatoi de b'nai nasha, all the sins of people. Kulu chablusa dilei, all of its destruction, talyan b'tshuva. Depend upon tshuva, which means a person can rectify whatever damage he did through the power of tshuva. However, there's one sin that is special, that is extra hard to fix. But the sin of one spills seed on the earth, destroys his way, because way means connection, so it's supposed to be connected between male and female. If he destroys that connection, chas v'shalom, and leaves it without a vessel, so that's called like destroying his way. It brings out seed on the ground. Destroys him, Chabal Aaron destroys the land. Alexi even Badim is written, Nechtem of Anechlefanai, your soul, your sin is sealed before me. Sibain is written, Kilochav, Kelchav Eitz Resha Otto, you're not a Kael who desires wickedness. Loigochara, evil should not dwell with you. Achsibain is written, Vahi Eir Bechor Yehuda, and Eir, the firstborn of Yehuda, was Rabbein Hashem, evil lies of Hashem, Vahi Mesu Hashem, and Hashem killed him. What my brother said, so this is the point of the Zohar, when it says all flesh destroyed its way, it means people were guilty of the sin, that's why they were destroyed. It caused the spiritual destruction, the physical devastation that resulted was like automatic. Amalei said back to him, Amai don kutcher bichu alma b'maya. Why did the Holy Blessed Be He judge the world with water, to make a flood, to destroy the world? Lo b'esha, not with fire, lo b'milachar, not another way. Amalei, he said to him, Razu, what's the secret? Do'inen chabilu archayhu. Behold, they destroyed their way, as he was saying before. Begin the mine loin, a mine tassoin, because the upper waters and lower waters, lowest chabru, docha benukva, kikoyos, were not attached, male and female, as was fitting. Mani inon those the chabilo chayhu, that destroyed their way, kigav nidon, in this way, mine the churin, benukvin, masculine and feminine waters. Valdor is done, because of this, they were destroyed, mine on water, because the seed is water. Because they destroyed it, that's why they were punished through water. What they sinned, it was water, it was sichin, and it was hot, because it comes out hot. So also the water came, the flood, so the water was boiling. And it flayed the skin from them. It was so hot that it ripped their skin off. Like they destroyed their ways, b'mayin v'sichin, with hot water. Dina kabal dina, measure for measure. Hadak Ziv, that's written, Nifku, in the punishment of them it says, Nifku kol mayanos dahom rabah, was broken forth all of the wellsprings of the great abyss, hom mayan tason, all this is the low waters. Aruba sashamayim tachu, and the windows of heaven were opened, hom mayan ilon, this is the upper waters. Mayan ilon tason, upper and low waters, because they destroyed upper and low waters by not giving it over into the female, or makes the unification between male and female, so through not doing that, they caused a separation between them and destruction between them, so therefore they were also punished from both places, from water above and water below. Shem Yishmor. But the person of God is the bris. He makes his connection, and through this he gives the world endurance.